Over the past week, it has become apparent that the Bush administration has made a fundamental change in the U.S. approach toward Iraq. Since the 1991 Gulf War, the United States has sought to contain Iraq so that it no longer poses a threat to its neighbors. Now, in the aftermath of September 11th, the administration has concluded it must remove Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi leader, from power. Exactly how that could be done is not yet clear. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Senior officials in the Bush administration knew they had a problem with Saddam Hussein from their first day in office. Secretary of State Colin Powell formulated the administration's initial approach, allowing as much trade as possible to alleviate the suffering of Iraq's people in exchange for the return of UN weapons inspectors absent from the country for more than 3 years. This policy became known as smart sanctions. It has not yet been implemented by the UN Security Council. But in testimony before Congress this week, Colin Powell made it clear that the administration is now thinking far beyond economic sanctions, however intelligently formulated.
We continue to develop sanctions, improve our sanctions regime toward Iraq to make sure that they do not succeed in their horrible quest to develop weapons of mass destruction. And we also are examining options with respect to regime change because the people of the region, the people of the world, and the people of Iraq would be better off with a new regime.
This has led to much speculation around the world that U.S. military action against Iraq is imminent. Not so, said Powell.
There is this feeling in some quarters that we are at a point of starting a conflict, and the president does not have, as he has said, any such recommendation on his desk.
But U.S. policymakers are working hard to formulate a military option involving support for Iraqi opposition groups, efforts to identify sympathetic officers in Iraq's army, air attacks, and ultimately U.S. troops on the ground. The administration has cast its Iraq policy as a continuation of the war against terrorism, although no direct connection has emerged of Iraq's support for the September 11th attacks or the spread of anthrax in the U.S. Some experts say, though, that U.S. policies toward Iraq over the past decade have contributed to the growth in the Arab world of anti-American terrorist networks. Henri Barkey, a former State Department expert on Iraq, now teaches at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania.
As long as Saddam is there, the United States will remain bogged down in the Persian Gulf. As long as Saddam is there, we will feel the need to maintain troops in Saudi Arabia, have a large fleet in the Gulf and beyond. In a way, we have become his hostage.
Formulating a precise strategy to change the regime in Baghdad is a very tough problem, and there is no evidence that the administration has settled on one. Many inside and outside the administration urge a campaign of coercive diplomacy to convince reluctant allies in Europe and the Arab world to support the U.S. Whether smart sanctions will be a part of that is a big question. Henri Barkey worries that if the U.S. demands such sanctions, coupled with the return of U.N. weapons inspectors, then Saddam Hussein may find it easy to seize the initiative on the international stage as he has done before.
Suppose he understands where the administration is going and believes that the administration is coming after him. Then he has every single incentive to cooperate with the United Nations and even with the smart sanctions and to say, okay, now I've cooperated, why are you coming after me? And that will put the administration in a bind. In a way, the administration is hoping that this notion of smart sanctions is going to fail or that Saddam will never agree to inspectors.
Some say the U.S. ought to stay away from involving the United Nations again in Iraq policy. One of those is Charles Delfer, who was for many years the deputy director of the U.N.'s weapons inspection program in Iraq.
To convince the most important people in this whole issue that we're serious, and those are the people in Iraq, it's going to require ultimately that we be prepared to use military force, including Americans on the ground. So I think what we're going to see over the next few weeks is evidence that, in fact, we are prepared to exercise a military option.
Even if the administration has not settled on a clear strategy yet, the rhetoric coming from Washington is likely to heat up, as it did when President Bush spoke about Iraq yesterday at the White House.
Saddam Hussein needs to understand I'm serious about defending our country. I think one of the worst things that could happen in the world is terrorist organizations mating up with nations which have had a bad history and nations which develop weapons of mass destruction. It'd be devastating for those of us who fight for freedom. And therefore, we, the free world, are going to must make it clear to these nations they've got a choice to make.
I'll keep all options open, the president said, if they don't make the choice. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.